your overall thoughts on first preseason match?
Yeah, no, I think it was great to play against someone other than ourselves. There's a lot of stuff that we've been working on the last couple of weeks on both sides of the ball, and it was great to see the guys, execute and doing it against a really good opponent. I think it's a tough first opponent in preseason, given that the form that they're in their league. But I thought the guys handled themselves well. Made some adjustments at halftime, and the first group really, took the game at the beginning of the second half. And then the guys that came in the 70th minute did a really good job of continuing to keep the momentum kind of with us. So, and then obviously for all the younger players to get a sniff of what it's like to play at, play against a team at, that's in the first division of a different country is really good. They were a really good side. And so and the other part too was the minutes that we were looking to achieve, and we kind of extended it by 10 minutes because we felt like the guys were in a good way. So all in all, it was a really good exercise for us, and obviously a lot of things to take away from the game and continue to work on whilst we wait for some of the other guys to get back in with the group. And but everyone did a really good job.
Yeah, on that similar note, it's still very early and there's new guys and guys that haven't arrived yet. But I was curious about just a couple of the decisions in the starting lineup, namely what went into Barajas getting his first start and then Erik Holt in the defense.
I think again we're building in a three, and Erik Holt kind of fits that on the right side. Given that Bodie's been out with injury, and Brody's playing essentially left back, but also in our build, he's a left wing back, and so that's kind of thought behind that. And then Barajas, our width on the right was Michael Chang, and they both played interior and out wide, but I feel like Fidel, can play like a we're asking him to play like a 10 in possession and defend from the front in defense. And that's something that, he'll adjust to and keep getting better at. But, he had some really good moments tonight.
Awesome, thanks.
Go ahead, Alex.
Pablo, going back to talking about your guys's opponent, it might be a little bit early to tell, but what difference does it make going out to Europe and playing these European teams rather than, going through preseason and playing MLS squads?
Yeah, I think it's different. One, because even though they're on their break, they're halfway through their season, and so they're a team that's in form, and Brøndby's second in their league, off by a point. So they're a really, really good team. And for me, it's really thinking about the way we handle the game, how we handle moments that are unfamiliar to us, because we don't have a lot of scouting on Brøndby other than what we see and what we deliver to the guys. But really, preseason is really there for us. And so the focus in the pregame was about the things that we want to do, regardless of who the opponent is. But when you get on the field, you realize that these guys are operating, they're in mid-season form. So it's always tough to come abroad. It's tough to go away in the United States in MLS and play an opponent. I think a little bit more difficult when you're playing against an opponent that's that resides here in Europe. So, but I think all in all, it was a really good exercise for us.
And then Pablo, too, just going back to talk a little bit about, the missing guys. You talked a lot about in the preseason about how there's so many changes with the coaching staff and the way you guys want to play. Is it difficult to kind of impose the new way that you want to play when you're missing so many guys?
Yeah. It definitely has its challenges. The one that I think the way I framed it is at least the guys that we're counting on to be what we perceive to be starters for the first game are getting the information. And so we'll have to, you know, and Pablo's here with the group, so he's getting dripped the information. You know, but it's really, you know, Chicho, Andres, Nelson Palacio, and there's some big, you know, not so much for Palacio, you know, the ask for him will be pretty similar to what it was last year, but for Nelson, you know, it's the pivot work is very intricate and it's very detailed, and it's a different way of kind of thinking the game. And then obviously Chicho's a nine, and the ask is that he does what he does, which is score goals. So, you know, it shouldn't be too bad as far as getting those other guys up to speed. But obviously it'd be a lot easier if everyone was in camp and, you know, spent, you know, the last couple of weeks where it's been a lot of tactics and going through all these things. And what we want to do is use the preseason for the thinking part, so that when we get to the regular season, it's second, like it's second nature. You're not thinking about, oh, am I supposed to be here? It just, it's more organic. And obviously it's going to take more than just a preseason to get to where we want to go. But again, there's some really good progress in that for the guys that are here, which hopefully will then will make the transition for the other guys that aren't a little bit easier, given that they can communicate it out in the field.
Awesome. Thank you, Pablo. Yep.
Johnny, you're next, then Carlos.
Pablo, my first question for you is, not just for this game, but throughout preseason that you've had them so far, who have been some of your standout performers so far?
Yeah, I think the guys in the back, I think, you know, Glad, Vera, Brody, Mecca, Ojeda, I would say those guys. I think Fidel has been good, just given where he's come from and how he's adapting. But when you're asking me, like, consistent performers, right? I think that's the key, is guys that are in every single day and they're performing at an eight or better every single day. I would really focus on those guys. And ironically, those are the guys that more than likely we're going to start the season with. So it's good to see that part.
Absolutely. And then my last question for you is, I just kind of want to ask you, you know, now that you have these guys in Portugal, what's kind of like the spirit of the group right now, you know, their mentality going into training in this game, kind of like the competitive level and just kind of like the cohesiveness of them as just kind of like as characters?
Yeah, no, it's been really good. You know, I think oftentimes when you have the same group, whether it's staff or players, preseason can get a bit monotonous because you know what to expect. You know, I think with so many new faces on the staff, players, and in particular, the youth of the group, it's been really, really exciting. And I think some of these younger players have been rubbing off on us in a real positive way. They're very gregarious, very, you know, they're very entertaining. And, you know, after dinner, we have a couple guys doing some songs, guys that are going out to dinner together, guys are walking on the beach. And so from just a group feel, you know, being in Portugal, being right on the ocean, playing a game against Bromby in a stadium, the feeling's been electric. And then, you know, the training fields are right outside the hotel. And so it's an easy transition in. So everything's been top level. And again, I think, the mindset of the group was really what that kept us, you know, in the game and gave us a chance to equalize because of that and because of the camaraderie and the spirit. So that part will be really important as we continue to progress the preseason.
Awesome. Thanks, Pablo.
Vamos, Carlos.
Hola, Pablo.
Hola, Carlos.
Me gustó el debut del equipo, pero hay varias cosas, digamos, que quiero preguntarte. Lo primero, ¿el 4-2-3-1 va a ser, digamos, la base de tu esquema para esta temporada?
Vamos a atacar en una formación de 3-2-4-1 y vamos a defender 4-4-2 o a veces 4-2-3-1. La flexibilidad. Hoy día defendimos un poco más 4-2-3-1, pero siempre vamos a atacar en ese 3-2-4-1.
Me llamó la atención de que se tocó muy bien en hubo fases del partido donde el control del balón lo tuvo total absolutamente el equipo, lo tocaba muy bien, pero quizás faltó algo más de transición, ¿no? De rápida transición, que tú decías que una de las cosas que perseguías era un fútbol más directo en esta temporada, que lo consiguió Fidel en algunos momentos, ¿no? Si vimos que Fidel en esa posición lo estuvo haciendo en ambos lados de la cancha, por la izquierda y por la derecha, ¿no?
No, yo creo que está lo viste como lo vi yo. O sea, hemos entrenado la parte de construcción, el fase de construcción de atrás para asegurar que los pasos dentro de los jugadores son ideal, y eso fue lo más importante que quisimos ver hoy. El parte del medio yendo para el ataque, para adelante, todavía nos falta bastante, pero yo creo que también cuando tenemos a Pablo en el medio campo, tenemos el Chicho, eso va a cambiar con esos jugadores. Pero ahora, esta semana, nos vamos a poner a trabajar en esa fase, porque lo vi lo mismo. No fuimos muy peligrosos en frente del arco, pero es porque no puede hacer todo en 2 semanas. Pasamos mucho tiempo en la fase de construcción, y para mí, los pibes vi que entendieron el ejercicio, vi que entienden las tácticas, y ahora necesitamos seguir con los movimientos, seguir con las ideas, pero ojalá con los 4 jugadores que van a estar enfrente, van a marcar la diferencia.
La última cosa, defensivamente, trabajó muy bien el equipo, pero otra vez errores individuales de toma de decisiones erróneas te cuestan goles, ¿no? Eso es difícil de corregir porque al final es una decisión personal, ¿no? Ahí poco puedes hacer, ¿no?
Eso es lo difícil de ser un entrenador, porque quiere controlar todo y sabe que cuando los chicos están en la cancha, toman las decisiones. Lo único que podemos hacer como entrenadores es apoyar al jugador, darle confianza y mejorar día por día. Es lo único que podemos hacer. Pero mira, si es un partido del campeonato en MLS, podemos cambiar unas cosas con los jugadores, pero como es pretemporada, enfocamos todo en cómo quisimos defender y cómo quisimos construir de atrás. Y eso yo creo que hicimos bien. Y como dije, hace no sé, 2, 3 meses que no tenemos un partido competitivo, y esas cosas pasan porque el otro equipo ya viene en ritmo y nosotros todavía estamos ganando ese ritmo.
Gracias, Pablo.
Ok,
Isaí,
Carlos.
you're up next.
Hola, Pablo, ¿cómo estás? Bueno, no fue el resultado quizás que esperabas. Es, la verdad, muy pronto el poder dar un análisis concreto del partido, por lo mismo que tú mencionaste, 2, 3 meses sin un partido competitivo, pero este 11 que tú estableciste en el partido de hoy, en base a lo que va a ser el partido de inicio de temporada contra Miami, ¿qué tan parecido es?
Yo creo que van a haber, ojalá, y todo depende, pero van a haber 5 jugadores diferentes en el equipo, porque el Chicho todavía no llega con el grupo, el Andrés tiene una lesión en la rodilla, el Nelson ha jugado muchos partidos, y un jugador nuevo que ojalá lo podamos asegurar en los próximos días, llega al grupo. Y también el lateral izquierdo que recién vino con el grupo, llegó ayer. Así, yo creo que van a haber por lo menos 5 jugadores que podemos cambiar para el primer partido contra Miami. Pero también tenemos que ver dónde están físicamente. Como dije, Chicho todavía no está. El Andrés tiene lesión. Pero yo creo que, y por eso es un resultado que, o sea, como entrenador. La pretemporada es para aprender. Claro, queremos ganar todos los partidos que jugamos, pero lo más importante para mí es que entienden lo que queremos, así cuando llega a Miami ya no están pensando, lo están haciendo.
Y para ti como entrenador, ¿qué tan difícil es afrontar esta situación de que al menos tres jugadores importantes en tu esquema el final de temporada pasada no se encuentren todavía con el equipo, ya faltando 2 semanas, 2 semanas y media para el partido contra Miami.
Lo único que yo sé de este trabajo es que cada día cuando me despierto hay un desafío grande de frente. O sea, este es el trabajo. Todos los entrenadores quieren cosas ahora, ayer, pero lo más importante es controlar las cosas que podemos controlar. Y lo demás, hacemos el mejor trabajo que podemos y seguimos adelante.
Bueno, ya última pregunta. Mencionaste que ojalá puedan asegurar un jugador pronto en los siguientes días. Nada más una pequeña pista. Es posiblemente un jugador en ataque porque el equipo esta offseason perdió jugadores importantes, hablando de Rubio, de Savarino, de Musovski, de Kraylak, todos ellos jugadores en ataque y el equipo básicamente cuenta con Chicho, Fidel y Julio, que son los que están más disponibles por el momento.
Sí, y también el Luna, pero sí, no,
Luna.
es un jugador atacante, que ha tenido éxito en la liga donde juega y espero que llegue pronto. Bueno, espero que aseguramos el jugador primero y después que llegue pronto, pero como estamos ahora, no creo que va a estar para el primer partido, a lo mejor el segundo partido también. Así tenemos que encontrar la manera con los jugadores que tenemos acá para hacer el mejor plan, para sacar un resultado contra Miami.
Gracias.
Pablo, just the last question, and I apologize if you covered this in Spanish, but I guess what was the adjustment at halftime, or what were some of the things you saw that led to that really great period of possession, those first, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes of the second half?
Yeah, it's really interesting because oftentimes when you're not getting a lot of the ball, it's because you're defending poorly, right? And then it's either that or you're just not clean and executing with the ball in the day. And for me, just standing on the sidelines, we had really two guys doing one job on the right side with Holt and Cheng. And if you can't get pressure on the ball, and you have a spare man in the back, you're never going to get pressure on the ball. Therefore, you're not going to win the ball. You're not going to create transition moments, and you're not going to be able to build your way into the game. And so the adjustment really was Cheng defending a little bit more inside, Holt dealing with with their wing back, and then getting pressure on the ball. And so once we started getting pressure on the ball, they started coughing the ball up, and then we kind of grow into the game from that perspective. And a little bit had to do also with the width of our back line. We want a narrow back line, and we were stretching out the back line to where our passes were more like 25 yards. We want, 10, 12 yard passes. And so those two adjustments, I think, kind of gave the group a good foundation to build from. And they really, they executed it really well the first part of the second half.
Massive line change with about 20 minutes left with 10 guys coming in, obviously mixed group with, I think we know what to expect from Silva and Oviedo and some of those guys, but with a Griffin Dillon or an Aiden or a Iskandarian, there's some of the younger guys. How have just maybe some of those guest players or those Monarchs players or some of the unexpected guys that are on this trip, how have they, I guess, fared the first week or so of camp?
No, they've been great, Trey. They've really taken on the work. And again, the interesting thing with young players is they're real malleable, right? They're not set in the way of playing. They're very open. They want to learn. So this group of guys have been fantastic, and they've been approaching the work the right way. Great teammates, train really well, and really raise the level in training because they're competing the right way. Because again, younger players are trying to earn their way. So they've been fantastic, and so it's been a really good camp for them. It's been a really good camp for our team, and just really look forward to building off of this performance as we continue to build for the first game of the season.